Ain't them tzrichim prusbul. They don't have to have a prusbul on shvius to collect the chayv at the end of shvius, like Rashi says. Because even without a prusbul, bezdin or the anan yadar the yasmi anan, that we ourselves, like the bezdin, becomes the father, takes over for the yisoyimim. So you see, like the gabai takes over for the anim. The Gemara says, "V'chein toni romi b'chomer." Same thing we also learned that hayisayim men esrich and prusbul. They don't need a prusbul. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel or they zina aviim shal yisayim hoyu. Because this bezna of Gamliel or they zina, they're like the fathers of the yisayim. So you see, the same thing applies to aniim also. That the gabai of the aniim, he's like the father of the aniim. That as soon as the money came to the gabai, it's like the aniim already was zeicher in the money. Gemara says now, "Chonon visho." Chonon Bish, the bad man, Chonon, Toka Leila Hugavra. He banged the person, he hit somebody in the ear, and he had to pay the May Voices of Estella. Is also a kind of the Ravuna, they went in front of Ravuna. Omalay, they told him, Zil Havle Palga the Zuza. Go pay him up, half of the Zuz. We come out, I mean, Sela Medina, which is a Shminis of Turi. You have to pay half of the Zuz. So this Chonon Bisha, Hevele Zuza. He only had a Zuz with him. So, Mocha boy the maisvale minei palga de zuza. Trashi zuza mocha means prusa tsurosa. He had a zuz that its face was rubbed off. The picture on the face was rubbed off. So what he wanted to do was boy the maisvale minei palga de zuza. Like he wanted to exchange it to give somebody this zuz, to get back two half a zuz, and he'll pay a half of a zuz. But like heaven mishtakule, nobody wants to exchange it. Because it wasn't a good coin, it was missing, the face of it was rubbed off. So what did this Chonon Bisha do? Talk alei achrina. He hit the guy a second time. V'yoyven alei. He said, you know what? And now I'll owe you a complete zuz. So keep the zuz. That's this Chonon Bisha, a wise guy. Now the Mishnah says, Shor shehu mu'ed liminoi. A shor that's a mu'ed, he hit already, he killed, he damaged, he killed three. Mint three times the same type of a min. So locher is v'yeno mu'ed l'sheinu minoy. He's not a mu'ed though to something that's not this min. We'll soon see what that means. In other words, if he hit already three times an ox, and now he meets up with a cow, he's not a mu'ed for a cow. He's only a mu'ed for the min, the type of animals that he hit, and not for the type of animals that he didn't hit yet. Mu'ed l'yodim, if the shor already killed three times the person, v'yeno mu'ed l'behema, but he's not called the mu'ed for behema. Even though we have before that Mu'ud L'Yodim, heavy Mu'ud L'Behema, I will soon we'll see in the Gemara. But Mu'ud L'Yodim V'Yenim, he's not called a Mu'ud L'Behema. Mu'ud L'Ketanim, it could be a Mu'ud that he hits small animals. V'Yenim Mu'ud L'Gdolim, he's not a Mu'ud though to kill the big animals. So the case is, Eshehu Mu'ud L'Oi, we'll see in the Gemara. First of the case they're talking about here, that he was not a Mu'ud means that he went three times near an animal and he didn't hit it. The first perk we had, that mu'ud liyodom, heavy mu'ud l'behema. That's minastam. Here we're talking about, even though he's a mu'ud liyodom, but he met up with three times an animal, and he didn't hit the animal. Therefore, he's like a tam to the animals. And that's what Mishnah means. He's a mu'ud to this min, but for ena mu'ud l'sheinu minu, for the other type of animals, when he meets up with them, three times where he did not hit them. So therefore, the Mishnah says, the cases in all these cases is, eshehu mu'ud loy mishalom nezek shalom. The type of an animal, big or smaller, a person, the one he hit already three times, and now he does it again, he has to pay tak and there's a shalom. But the yashena mu'ed loy, the type of a min that he didn't hit yet, that he's not a mu'ed for those types, then he's still a regular tam, and therefore poshut mishalom chatzinezek, he only has to pay a chatzinezek. Omru lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, they said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, hareza mu'ed l'shabosois, v'yena mu'ed l'chol. What's going to be if you have an animal that every Shabbos it does damage? Three Shabbosim already killed another animal, but in the middle of the weekday it doesn't do any damage. Omalhem, they said back, Enechanami, Le Shabbos, first Mishalom, Nezek Shalom. It's possible to be a Mu'id just to do damage on Shabbos. The owner has to realize that every Shabbos the animal gets nervous to do damage, and he has to watch him. Therefore, if the animal does do damage on Shabbos, it's called a Mu'id for that after three times, and you have to pay Nezek Shalom. Le Yemois HaChoyol, Mishalom Chatzi Nezek. But if now once it wakes up and does damage in the middle of the weekday, you should know you only have to pay a chatinezik. Emosahu tam, when does he become a tam now? Mishayach seboy gimel yemei shabbosis. In such a case, where he was a mu'ah to do damage to three shabbosim in a row, So now we're saying, when does he lose his mu'id? When does it become a tam? If three Shabbosim pass by and he doesn't do any damage the last three Shabbosim, then he changes over from the mu'id, he becomes back to be a tam. So more stuff like this. Itmo learned like this. Razvidoma vi'ena mu'id tanan. Like the Mishnah says, he's a mu'ud l'minoi, and our gisr is, v'ena mu'ud l'shein minoi. He is not means we know for sure he's not. That means so far this animal hit three times an ox. And when it came near a lamb three times, it didn't do any damage. So like it's for sure it's not a mu'ud l'shein mu'ud. L'shein minoi. That's the gisr of the Mishnah. V'ena mu'ud, we know for sure it's not. So drashi v'ena mu'ud l'shein minoi, the yadinim vei, we know for sure, the loinogach, it didn't do damage to a lamb. It passed by a lamb three times and didn't do damage to it. Therefore, if it does damage to a lamb now, it only has to pay a chatinezek. But it's mashmah soni min astam, which would mean, as far as we know, this ox only gored already three other oxes. Whether it can hit other type of animals or not, we don't know. Mashmah then, we would say, it would be a mood for everything. That's where Rav Zvid learns. Again, v'yeinu mood tanan. Rav Papa says no. Eina mu'ud tanan, that's all. Not the eina mu'ud, but just eina mu'ud means we do not know. Rav Zvid, that we know for sure this animal did not hit other animals. Therefore, smashma hostoma, heavy mu'ud. But if all we know is that this animal hit already three times an ox, we don't know what it does with other animals, then astam we would say it's a mu'ud for everybody. That's where Rav Zvid learns the chumrah. Rav Papa Rama, no. Eina mu'ud tanan. The Mishnah just means to say he's the mu'ud for the three that he hit. But for everybody else, it's eina mu'ud, which means to stumble a heavy mu'ud. That minastam, as long as we do not know that it hits those types of animals, he's not a mu'ud. If we only saw that this one animal hit three different oxes, so all we know is that it's a mu'ud hit oxes. But if it's a mu'ud hit other type of animals, we don't know. So minastam, we would say, it's not called a mu'ud. That's the machlokes. Tamar says, Rav Zvid daik mi seifa, and Rav Papa daik mi reisha. Rav Zvid makes the diak from the seifa of the Mishnah, and Rav Papa makes the diak from the reisha of the Mishnah. Rav Zvid daik mi seifa, Rav Zvid makes the diak from the seifa of the Mishnah. Diktoni, our Mishnah says, mu'ud l'ktanim, if this animal is a mu'ud, it hits small animals. V'yena mu'ud l'gdolim, it's not a mu'ud for big ones. Now, iyam rit bishleim, v'yena mu'ud ktoni, that we know for sure it's not a mu'ud for gdolim. Hostam, heavy mu'ud. But minastam, if we would not know for sure it's not a mu'id, then we would say it is a mu'id. So hokamashman, then it's telling us a big chiddush. The afilu miktanim l'gdolim nami nistam heavy mu'id. That's the chiddush of the sefer. That even though we only saw this animal hit three young animals, whether it will hit a big one or not, we don't know. But minastam would say yes, that since it's a mu'id, hit small animals, most probably would also do damage to a big one. Unless we know for sure it met up with a big one and didn't do damage. That's the chiddush of the sefer. Ella, but according to Rav Papa, Eli Yamrit Eina Mu'ud Ketani, which means Stom Ali Heavy Mu'ud, that means just Minastam, as long as we do not know that it did the damage three times. We say it's not a Mu'ud. If so, Hashta Yeshleima, Madech, if you'll tell me, if for sure you're going to tell me, Miktanim Liktanim Dialma, Stom Ali Heavy Mu'ud, that if it only did damage to these three type of animals, it only did damage to three small lambs, so telling me now it's not even a mu'id for three small goats. If so, miktanim l'gdolim tzrich l'meima. So you have to tell me from a small lamb to a big ox, it's not called a mu'id. Pshit is not called a mu'id. So they have a mu'id. So that's what Zvid's proof that the Mishnah means to say for sure we know it did not do damage to the other type. But minastama though, then we would say it would be a mu'id. For a papa, no, papa says like this, no, itzrich, no, still I need this for chiddush also. Because stavka taita chamina, I would have thought like this. Since it started to do damages to, let's say, to lambs, is poritz bay, it'll do damage to the lambs. I don't care if they're young ones or old ones. Maybe once it starts to do damage to this type of an animal, it doesn't make a difference between a big one and a small one. That's the chiddush loy have a mu'ud. No, even though it started off with these big, small animals, it's not called a mu'ud for the big ones. So I call upon a puppy gets away from a zvid's kasha. We have Papa now, Daik Mareisha. Papa makes the Daik from the Reisha of the Mishnah. Tiktoni, the Reisha of the Mishnah says, Mu'id liyodim, if the animal killed three men, Einai Mu'id l'behem. It's not called the Mu'id l'behem. Now, Iyam rit bishleim, Einai Mu'id tanan, which means, Stom alei heavy Mu'id, that minastam, it's not called the Mu'id for the behem. So Mele Hokamashma, that's what the Mishnah means to tell us. The Afilu Meyodim Lebehema Nami Stamale Heavy Muid. That even though it killed already three times the man, Menaspam, we do not say it's a Muid to a Behemer also. But Ella, but according to Yerushalayim, Eliyam Rit V'yeinim Muid Ketani, that what we know for sure it did not do damage to three animals. But Hostam Heavy Muid, but Menaspam, if it's a Muid Le'odim, it's a Muid Lebehemer also, is so harsh to Yeshleima, Mebehemer Lebehemer. Some heavy muid, matter from one animal to another animal, also you tell me. Minastam it's called a muid, is so, may odom le behema tzrich le meima. Like, what do you have to tell me this? That if he's a muid le yodom, he's also considered a muid le behema. Like, we had this through in the first parak, that it's harder to hit a man than it is to hit an animal. So if the animal has enough courage to hit a man, for sure it will hit an animal. So what do you have to tell me this for? Tzrich le meima devi muid. So the man says, Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid answers like this. The ratio of the Mishnah is going back to Chazara, whereas we're coming back to a Tam. That at the beginning, this one animal was a Mu'ud for both. He was a Mu'ud Liyodim and a Mu'ud Lebehema. All right, turn over. That this animal again could go into heavy mood, liyodim and mood of behema. This one animal was first a mood for both. It did damage to three men and then to three behemoths. For horda behema behema. And now we're talking about it met up with three times an animal and it did not do damage to him. So mele de koyi gabi behema plus zimnev le nogach. That it was in front of an animal three times and it did not do damage to him. So in such a case, mild the time I would have thought to say, Kivon the loyhoda beime yodom, since he didn't retract it from a man. In other words, he still called him muud liyodom. He didn't see a man and not hit him. So he still considered him muud liyodom. So then I would have thought to say that chazora de behema, lav chazorahi. That he retracted and did not hit an animal three times, that means nothing. Maybe he still called him muud liyodom also. Kamash mulan, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Te chazora de behema, miyu chazorahi. That since we saw that he met up three times now with an animal, and he did not do damage to it, so therefore it became a tam, negate behemoth. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And the chanami. Lechatchila, if he's a mu'ud liyodom, pshita that minastam, he's a mu'ud lebehemoth also. But the chiddush here is, where he retracted from a behemoth, he became a tam from behemoth, that's taka called a tam. Meisvei have a kash like this. Sumcha says before we had, that mu'ud liyodom, mu'ud lebehemoth. Mikal b'chayma, the person's a mu'ud for an adam, he's automatically a mu'ud l'behema. Umal liyodim, mikal b'chayma, umal liyodim, mu'ud l'behema. Madach by a mensch, mu'ud l'behema. Umal liyodim, well, you're mikal b'chayma. Umal liyodim mu'ud l'behema l'kol shechein. Madach what he's a mu'ud for an adam, pshit he's a mu'ud l'behema. Mechlal is a proof that Tanakama ain't a Mu'ud Kama. A Tanakama knows no, he's not called a Mu'ud. Because this is what Sumchas has to add on to it. So Mashal Tanakama is saying is not called a Mu'ud Lebehema. Omle Razvijos, this says back no. Sumchas also a Chazorah Koy is going on the case of Chazorah. Vochi Komale, the Tanakama. This is what Sumchas says back to the Tanakama. The Kamra, that you said, Chazorah de Behema, Chazorahi, that again, first was a Mu'ud Lebehema and Mu'ud Liyodim. And then it met up with three animals and did not do damage to them. So it's retracted from behema, it's like a tam to a behema. So you say, what's chazor de behema? The gam chazor de behema chazori, that's what the Tanakhama says. On this, Sumcha says back, no. You should know, chazor de behema, lav chazori. The retraction from a behema means nothing. Because mikavu chayme mi yodim. That's what Sumcha says. I'm a kamu chayme from yodim. Umam mi yodim loy mahadabei. Since this animal did not retract yet from another man, from a person still a mu'ed, is some a behema l'kol shechein. Isn't it for sure a svara that it does not retract from a behema? So that's what Sumchus is arguing on. That in the case where this animal was first a mu'ed li'odim and the behema, and then it retracts from a behema, that's not called a good chazara. Omer Rav Asher, Rashi says, Toshima, come in here. Omer l'fnei Rav Yehuda, said in front of Rav Yehuda, harei zemud, the Shabbos wasn't going to be in the case of an animal, does damage three Shabbosim in a row. V'yein emud imay sachob, in the middle of the week there, did no damage. Omer l'hemsei said back to him, you should know, it's very good, that l'Shabbos es mashalm nezik sholem, l'yemay sachob mashalm chatin ezik. Now, i'yarmit bishtayim v'yein emud ketoni, that what we know for sure, he did not do damage in the middle of the week.
So then you can learn from the Mishnah that, shiyu l'yehudu ko mashayol lei. That the Rabban, the Talmidim are like asking Rabbi Yehuda a question. They're asking of you the question, what's going to be in such a case when we have a mu'ud that does damages on Shabbosis and he does not do damages in the middle of the week? What's the halacha? And then it's very good. Rav Yehuda answered them back and said, you should know, on Shabbos he has to pay Nezek Shalom, he's a mu'ud. In the middle of the week, he's like a tam, he only has to pay a chatzi Nezek. But if you're going to tell me, the gears in the Mishnah should be, like they said in front of Yehuda, if so, Agmuri Yehuda call Magmurle, it's mashmala that Talmidim are teaching something to Rav Yehuda. They're not really asking the question, they're like telling it to him that he's a mu'id for Shabbosim, and therefore Mistama, the halacha is in the middle of the weekday, is not a mu'id. So it's not mashma that the Talmidim are like teaching the Rebbe. And secondly, Iyo Maiko Mahadalu, what did Rebbe Yehuda answer back then? So the Chorot's mashma clearly that it was a question what they asked Rebbe Yehuda, and the question was, it was like a statement. We have a shor that does damage on Shabbos, and in the middle of the weekday it did not do damage. So the question was, what's the halacha? And on this, Rabbi Yehuda answered back and said, very good, on Shabbos it's a Nezek Sholem, and in the middle of the week it's only a Chatzi Nezek. That's a riot throws a bit. Amar Rabbi Yani said, Shinome Reisha Nami Deka. From the Reisha of the Mishnah also I have a proof. Tiktoni, it says, Eshe Mu'ed Loi Mishalom Nezek Sholem. V'yesheinu Mu'ed Loi Mishalom Chatzi Nezek. Is the Yamrit Bishleim Esferga, if you tell me, V'yesheinu Mu'ed Ketoni, the Mishnah Sholem, that will we know for sure he was not a Mu'ed? So therefore, Purusha Kama Forest was explaining itself. That what it's a mood for, it pays a Nezek Sholem, and what it's not a mood, it's only pays a Chatzi Nezek. Ela I Yarmut. But if you're going to tell me now, Ein a mood Ketoni, that the Mishnah Stam saying, on the other things, Minastam, it's not called a mood, Posko, it's just telling you a statement like, his su, my su, what does it have to repeat itself for a second time and say, Eshe mood loy Mishalom Nezek Sholem, V'yeshein a mood loy Mishalom Chatzi Nezek. Is that hashto loyashmin up until now? Didn't we hear this halacha? Tihata meshalom chatzi nezek amud meshalom nezek sholem. So what does he have to say it over for? So if Bishleim is telling a statement that the case is where it's a mood for this and not a mood for the other one, it's very good. It repeats itself. What the halacha is? If you can tell me now, the case is just that it was a mood for one, and this statement that it's not a mood is like a statement. So why does it have to repeat itself again and tell us that a tam only pays a chatzi nezek? Now the Gemara Stam says, "V'yimtim tzoloy menami yisal of the Rav Papa." If you want to tell me also that you hold from Rav Papa, you should know the halacha would be that nogach shor chamor v'gomel. Let's say you own one ox, gored first a shor, then a chamor, and then a gomel, a camel, is nasamud lakil. Since even though he only did each one time, but since he did it three times to three different animals, he becomes a mu'id lakil for every type of an animal. So Rashi says what the Gemara means to say is, in Tim Slim, if you want to say that you're like Rav Papa, that the stoma loy have a mu'id l'sheinu minoi, then min astam, if it's a mu'id for one min, it's not a mu'id for other min and min astam. If so, but in a case where it was nogach, a shor, a chamor, a gomal, then it's masan nasa mu'id lakil, Rashi says. You don't have to have three negichas, each one separately. In other words, even though the way Rav Papa learns Shana Mishnah, that when it's a mu'ud for one, minastam is not a mu'ud for something else, but that's only because it only was a mu'ud for one min. But in the case where it became a mu'ud by hitting three different minim, then automatically it becomes a mu'ud for all type of minim. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph all the way in the bottom by the two dots. Turn around, Rabbonim. Look at the price like this. Ror Shor Shenogach Shor. Ror Shor Nogach. If you're a Shor, saw another Shor and it did damage. It was Nogach. Shor Lo Nogach. Then it saw a second Shor and it didn't touch it. Shor, it saw a third Shor. Nogach, it did damage. Shor, it saw a fourth one. Lo Nogach, it didn't do damage. Shor, Nogach, I saw the fifth one and did damage to it. Shor, Nogach, I saw the sixth one and didn't do damage to it. So halacha is, Nase Mu'ad Nisirugim Lishvarim. There's such halacha of a Mu'ad that this, your animal now is a Mu'ad, to every second Shor it sees, you have to watch it, shouldn't do damage. Like since it happened already three times, that every second Shor it saw it did damage to, it skips one, so that's like a vest, that's a kviyas of a Mu'ad now.
that your animal, every second one it sees, it's going to do damage to it. You have to be careful. It's a muach for that. It has to pay nezek sholem. And also only the shvarim. It's a muach for shvarim. For other animals, it's not a muach. Or for other animals, that was the machlokes, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. If it's a muach for one min, does it automatically become a muach for the other minim or not? Son of Rabbanim, word like this. Ror shor nogach. If your animal sees a shor and it does damage. Chamor loy nogach. Then it sees a donkey and it doesn't touch it. Sus nogach. Then it met up with a horse and it did, it got it. Gomal, then it met up with a camel. Loy nogach, it didn't do damage. Pere, the wild chamor. A pere, the mule. Nogach, it did damage. Orud Rashi, that's a wild donkey. Loy nogach. So in such a case, naser muad lisi rugin lakoil. Your animal now becomes a muad for any single min, every second one it meets up with. Like that was the mitzvah. It happened to, it gored, it was nogach, three different type of animals. So it became a muad now for all type of animals. But when? Not every time it meets up with it, but every second time. When it meets one, it's not going to touch it. The second time will do damage. Third time, no. Fourth time, yes. So such a muad lisi rugin, that's called for every second one, and lakhil. E. Boiler, we have a question like this though. What's going to be Nogach?